Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are back here on The Morning Shift, and we are discussing the 2024 NFL draft that has come and gone and how the Falcons did in this year's draft. We've also said we're going to take some of your calls throughout this show, so if you don't get in now, you can try us again. Call us at 404-726-0929 and let us know your thoughts overall.
I'll be curious to see what we got here, Tiff, because Saturday I think we were pretty split 50-50 on pro Penix Fontenot calls, and then the second half of the calls, the other 50% was like, what are we doing? And so I thought it was a better ratio than I thought it was going to be. So I'm curious what we get to see. You know, the paint's not really dry on the draft, but I'll be curious to see after a couple of days what we get.
So let's go to the lines. We got Jaw in Cobb County. Good morning, Jaw. How you feeling?
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
buddy? I actually called Mike and Bo on Saturday about Rook. Again, I really do like the pick. I mean, he's going to be available every down. And the tries guy, he's an effort guy also. Look at the theme of the defense. It's effort. What can you give us? I know, you might have to develop some moves here and there with these guys, but I really do like the moves. I do like Raheem's enthusiasm on the calls. I mean, I think we're cooking up something special. You just got to kind of let him cook, man.
Yeah. And that's a great call, by the way, and he did call in. I appreciate you calling in Saturday.
Ding.
I think that I'm excited about Rook. I think it's a much smaller version of how I kind of felt about the Penix pick on Friday. I think he's a great player. And I do, to Ja's point, man, you watch his tape, he is flying around everywhere. I don't quite think the hands are as developed as you want for a 35th pick as far as shooting the hands, getting separation, shedding blocks. But, boy, he plays like his pants are on fire, and I think there's a lot to be excited about with that one.
We go to Keith now in Macon. Good morning, Keith. How's it going?
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Keith Urban Sweat from Macon is kind of upset. I was going to go wake my wife up and scream and yell if we had picked J.J. McCarthy. But it is what it is, and I really wish we had got McClellan as a running back from Alabama. I'm saying that because we really needed a cornerback, and I think you probably would agree with me. We already got two running backs. We don't need a third one, really. That's just my opinion. I'm gonna hang up and let y'all do y'all's thing. No. Thanks for taking my call.
We appreciate it because we're actually gonna get to that in just a minute too. So you beat us to the punch. But I'm glad you brought that up, Keith.
Yeah.
Good call.
To touch on that real quick, look, sixth round. I don't think you're expecting a sixth round corner or most any player to come in here and be the starter. I mean, I got more faith in a fourth-round guy like Clark Phillips, even with his size. That said, I mean, that's Jace McClellan. I think he could be a very productive special teams player, along with, look, here and there getting a few carries because he was a pretty good running back for a pretty good team.
Well, you say you don't need a running back, and you don't need a running back. You can probably find one. But I mentioned to you guys 2 weeks ago leading up to the draft, I said the most likely positions that are taken for this team in the draft were going to be quarterback and running back. Now, I thought that would be both of those guys in round six. I didn't know that we'd be talking about, you know, round one and round five. But I knew that this team needed depth at quarterback and need depth at running back. You say we don't need one because we have two? Cordarrelle Patterson got a few carries last year.
And, you know, I saw Jace, too, when I had Alabama Ole Miss. So he's in my notes as well. But I'll share some of that in just a minute after we get to our next caller, who is Satch from Dawsonville. Good morning. How you feeling about the draft with the Falcons?
Good morning, Tiff, Squid, Big Mike. What's happening?
What's up,
good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy with it, and I'm with Squid with all these grades right now. The heck with these grades right now. How about let's grade it midway through the season or after the season and let it play out. Yeah. Penix pick, yeah, it shocked everybody. Okay, let's let it play out. Second round through the end of it, I liked it a lot. I want to touch on the Bravos, Ronald, Olson, Riley. They ain't hitting no dingers, and we still win. I'm excited. I love it. All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, the Braves coming up here in the next segment as well, man. But nice call. And it's
– He's right. About the Bravos part of the end real quick. He's right. Dave O'Brien just wrote an article, dude. Acuna's strikeout rate has almost doubled from what it was last year so far, but they're still winning. And look, the draft grade thing is utterly ridiculous. But I will. This is the one thing I'll say is everyone's harking on the cornerback position right now. I don't think there's a Falcons fan in the last 30 years that can sit here and with a straight face tell me that they're upset that they went four picks on the defensive line with where we've been the last 20 years, or really since Abe left after the 12 season. Yeah, I don't think anybody can say they're upset that we went defensive line. Maybe you didn't get the edge rusher you wanted, but I do like Braylon Trice a lot.
Yeah, no one's upset about the defensive line. They kind of had a run on them, what, five?
Four defensive linemen and a linebacker, so five in the front seven, yeah.
And the front seven were picked up by this defense in this year's NFL draft. And Terry Fontenot, Falcons GM, he said they wanted to bring in youth and size on the D-line.
We're going off our board and our people and our process, and you want to make sure that you let it come to you the right way. But that was one of the objectives we wanted to. Look, we wouldn't say there was anything that we said, okay, if we get out of this draft and we don't get this, then we're going to be. No, we wanted to make sure we weren't desperate in any spot, and we made sure we added in the right spots. But D-line is one of those areas that we wanted to bring in some youth and some size and pass rush. You can never have too many pass rushers in.
Yeah, you can't have too many pass rushers as long as they are guys that are actually rushing the passer at a high level. And then all of a sudden you get done. Because let's not fool ourselves into thinking that we haven't drafted pass rushers in years past. We've drafted pass rushers. We've drafted guys that were high on the board, low on the board, and everything in between, second rounders, third rounders, whatever it is. We have to develop these pass rushers, right? And I think that's the most exciting part to me is you have you've not only drafted 40 linemen, you have a new strength squad, you have new coaches, you have a new system in place to be able to actually get the most out of these guys. And you've seen that happen out in L.A. with a lot of these people on the staff. And so that's what I'll be paying attention to is can you actually bring these guys along? When we say that one of these guys is a project guy, then we turn him into not a – when Rook's a project guy, when Rook has high upside, can we actually get to that upside out of this guy? That's going to be the question.
Well, I that's the other thing that bothers me is I think we have to be realistic is there's not many – there's about, what, Mike, 40 players in the draft that are not project guys. I mean, the rest are, you know, there's only so many guys that can come in and be day one starters, and even some of those guys are guys that you've got to work with and kind of their projects. I mean, that's the reality of what it is. You're not – if you were pro-ready, I mean, you'd be the top pick in the draft, right? If there's a guy that said, hey, that guy's going to walk on this field and give me 10 sacks and, you know, all this stuff, it's just not how it goes. I mean – Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro is no more of a project than Johnny Newton was. I mean, or is. And if he wasn't, he wouldn't be the second round.
Well, and it's all about ceiling as opposed to upside, right? I mentioned this on Saturday. Clark Phillips was extremely close to his ceiling when he was coming out. He just had, you know, he's a smaller statue. Zach Harrison on the flip side, massive person, but had not played to that level in college. And so there was a ton of upside. So you kind of have that intersection between upside and actually playing to your ability.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And you can talk about that when it comes to both sides of the ball. And if we stick on the defensive side, when I did get to talk to Brandon Dorlus when I had those Oregon games, I know just an example at the time was that they didn't have any sacks. He was still hunting for a sack, and he was talking to me about just being aggressive, trying to hunt the quarterback, literally hunt the quarterback. So you're getting a guy that's not afraid to get up in there and try to make something happen. He's also super coachable. He was challenged by his defensive coordinator at the time there too, Tosh Lupoi.
Tosh.
Yeah, Tosh had challenged him. Hey, go get some sacks, which I think, if I recall which game it was, he did actually go out and get himself one. And then when it comes to Jason McClellan and talking to Tommy Rees back during the Ole Miss Alabama game when he was the offensive coordinator there. And of course, Jace has a great backstory of coming back from the knee injury, but he said he has that ability to be explosive. So you get him in the sixth round, you get a guy that you can work with, that can, I think, potentially, you know, give you some return on that.
I love it.
And there's zero pressure for him. Other than go be a great special teams
player. Hey, man,
player.
What position you play? Running back. No, you don't. You play L2. You play gunner. You play PP. You don't play running back.
You never know, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.